everybody, welcome to another episode of Rider Club Radio. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And this week we watched Kamen Rider Ghost episode 47 and Animal Sentai Jyojer episode 28. One of those was a festering pile of fucking shit. I'll let you know which one it is by the end of the podcast.
Yeah, Jyojer was fucking trash this week. What happened?
No, fuck you. Don't you ever talk about Jyojer that way in front of me.
Don't you ever say that again to me.
Liam, why don't you tell us the story from the fucking god-awful show this week, Ghost.
Okay, so Kamen Rider Ghost...
It was terrible.
Is, okay, don't give the review away. Our opinions are the biggest spoilers.
Sit on the fucking edge of your seat wondering how we feel about Ghost.
Oh, what's Liam gonna say about Ghost this week?
That's what I wonder. Sometimes I do. Ever since you threw me that fucking curveball and said that one episode was good, I watch an episode and I'm like, well, this is garbage. I wonder if Liam's gonna have a head injury again.
you gotta keep them on their toes, Jeff. Weekly.
I guess. You lost all credibility. People, like, at least a couple people were like, oh my god, I can't fucking believe that.
Look, I think it was like episode 2 or 3 of this podcast where I straight up came out and was like, you know what, I think Ryuki's ending was good. So I think my credibility's been not the best since we started this thing.
Yeah, you've always been the one with bad opinions.
And you know what, I stand by it.
Unless people are being a dickhead, then they say I have bad opinions.
Yeah, if they're insulting me, it's reasonable criticism. If they're insulting Jeff, it's just idiots on the internet.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Everyone who says something that I don't agree with is a troll.
Yeah.
That's how the internet works.
A troll. That word doesn't mean shit anymore.
No, it hasn't. Like, troll isn't even a word that's used anymore.
Back in my day...
Back in my day, being a troll was just being a fucking asshole, and that's what we called them.
So, Ghost this week. So Takeru touches Adele in the fight.
Ew.
They're fighting and it happens, okay?
And they graze penises.
It's really awkward. They both promise not to mention it. And he sees through his memory powers that Adele killed his dad. Which directly conflicts with canon, but we'll get to that later.
Also adds absolutely nothing to the series.
No, at all. No, but again, we'll get to that later. So they split up, you know, Adele runs away, they kick each other's asses, and Adele runs off, and they all get back to the pit, and they start trying to open the portal, because they're like, we have to go to the ghost world, and we have to deal with Adele.
It makes me legitimately angry when you call it the pit, because the pit's from a good show.
I'm pretty sure you keep describing
it as being from the good show, but it's not. It's from the bad show.
I don't know 100%, but I can say like 90% that it's literally the same room, just, you know, refitted.
You're probably right.
I'm sure they do that. They've probably been doing that since Forze with the fucking moon base, at least. I bet the moon base is the pit.
I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't be fine with Ghost's fucking lame-ass clubhouse being the pit.
It's not the clubhouse, it's the clubhouse basement where they keep the rock. So they go down there and they're trying to open...
They keep Dwayne the Rock Johnson down
God,
there.
I wish. God, he would lift this show up.
Wouldn't that make this show worth it
just
Dwayne
a cameo.
The Rock Johnson was just in it?
Just as the Monster of the Week. It'd be fine.
He doesn't even wear a suit. He just comes out in, like, his Speedo and arm guards.
He can be the next Genma general. Just doesn't talk. He just doesn't talk. He doesn't speak Japanese. It's fine.
He just, the camera, like, does a super zoom-in close-up, and he puts his eyebrow up really close, like, slowly.
Course. Fucking That's course it. He does.
So, we're writing a much better show than this.
I know. You're waxing poetic here. I can't handle it. Makoto... meets up with his clone and nothing happens, but then later he switches places with his clone somehow. But he tells Necrom not to tell anyone. Twice. They all get mixed up. He tells Necrom not to tell anybody. He says, Necrom, I know Takeru could probably easily solve this because he wouldn't have to use the Deep Spectre icon that makes everything worse every time I use it, but don't tell Takeru. Don't let him do it. And you don't do anything either, you fuck.
Fun fact, I've yawned twice during this description.
Okay, I'll keep it going faster. Makoto is being unreasonable. The old man goes to the Ganon world, and he's Dark Ghost, and he tries to open the portal, but you have to open it from two sides. So they try to open...
I love how that's not explained. Why is he Dark Ghost?
He's just... I've done asking questions about this show.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm done. I realized...
You're right.
After I finished the episode, I looked back, I was like, wait a second, the fucking sage was Dark Ghost. What the fuck was that? But, like, during the episode, I was, like, in this sort of waking coma. It didn't register.
Doesn't matter is the real answer.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. So he goes, and they gotta open it from both sides. So they're trying to open it from both sides, but Makoto decides to...
Which is something that's been set up before.
Yeah.
They've definitely mentioned that a million times before, that you have to open it from both sides.
Absolutely. This is a rule that's been in place since the beginning of the show.
That
so it's good to see that
well
they're
set in
keeping
stone
the canon
rule.
Consistent in Kamen Rider
definitely
Ghost.
Didn't get ass-pulled so that Akari can do something this
well,
episode.
Here she is doing something. I don't know why they would... Later. Fucking later. Makoto goes to fight Makoto.
Okay.
Nothing happens. They switch. Nothing happens. Evil Makoto saves Kanon, and he goes back with the team, and good Makoto decides to hang back and pretend to be evil Makoto, so he can watch and see what evil Makoto, the real evil Makoto's plan is when he's pretending to be good evil Makoto. That's the end. Jeff, what did you think of Ghost 47?
I didn't like it. What'd you think?
I also didn't like it very much. I thought it was pretty bad.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We have a Twitter and LinkedIn.
So here's a couple things that I'd like to address in this TV show.
Yes, Liam?
Why is the Makoto subplot still happening?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. So, they have to put something in the show.
So they're finally... Someone had an interesting idea. Like some intern...
They don't write for the show, apparently, if they had an interesting idea.
Some bright-eyed young intern, some bright-eyed young Yakuza plant busted into the writing room. And he said, hey, what if we take this Makoto thing that we're doing nothing at all with, and we just mix it up so that we confuse the audience a little as to which one's which, and have them trade places like the Prince and the Pauper. Isn't that kind of fun? And the writers
call
like,
it like the Prince and the Pauper, but it's a very interesting idea.
And the writers are like, let's go with that. Fuck it, who cares? And they start writing it down. And I think if they had done that from the start, it kind of reminds me of Kabuto, where there were some arcs in Kabuto where you're legitimately unsure who's the worm and who's real.
Yes.
And Daisuke had a little arc like that. The fucking... What was his... He was the wasp... Or he was the fucking dragonfly dude, Drake.
He was the dragonfly, Drake.
Drake had a little arc like that. If they had done that from the start, like at the very first time they fight, everyone's watching them, and then they wrestle a little bit, and then they come out and they're like, which one's the real one? And you, the audience...
That sounds like a parody. That sounds like the
and
fucking
Takeru's got
Simpsons
the gun,
episode.
And he doesn't know which one to shoot, and they're both trying to convince him.
Yeah, that sounds like the fucking Simpsons episode with the two Homers.
look, Jeff. I would rather have a rejected Simpsons episode than an accepted Ghost episode, is all I'm saying.
I don't know, have you seen The Simpsons in, like, the past 8 years?
I would rather have a rejected 1990s Simpsons episode.
There we go.
Than an accepted Ghost episode. Just anything at all.
I'd probably rather watch, like, a modern Simpsons episode than
fuck
Ghost,
it.
Honestly.
I think they're about the same level. I've seen some modern Simpsons, I'd put it about on the same level as Ghost. You just watch it, and you just watch it, and then it's over. It's the
same
thing.
You know, the funniest thing about that is that that is such a fucking harsh condemnation of modern Simpsons that only, like, Kamen Rider watchers would understand.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, that's basically saying that The Simpsons is fucking garbage dog shit now.
Normies don't know.
Fucking normies.
They don't know how bad The Simpsons
Chads
really is.
Chads with their footballs.
I can't... The you were telling earlier... This is something that you mentioned that awoke this thought in my brain. You said, why does it have to get open from two sides? It doesn't do anything for the plot. Why have the old man dressed up as a ninja and Yurusen as his little ninja apprentice?
Because it's funny.
Like I feel like I'm critiquing fucking, like, Peppa Pig or, like, an episode of the Teletubbies when I sit down to talk about this TV show. Like...
Yeah.
Do you know,
the thought has occurred to me that, like, we're, like, way too old to be into this shit.
It's like if I'm sitting down watching Teletubbies, and I'm like, you know, why does the son have a baby face? It doesn't make any sense
it
for the
plot. It makes no
sense. It doesn't add anything to the story.
What does the son accomplish? What a forgotten character that is. The baby son.
I feel like I'm beating up a toddler. It's just that this show has progressed, or regressed, I guess, to the point where
and
I'm like...
It's never even regressed. It's always been this bad. It's just continual. If you get hit in the face with a pebble, right? You're like, ah, that was annoying. But if you get hit in the face with a pebble for 20 minutes every week, you're going to dread those fucking 20 minutes. And it's eventually going to compound. You're going to have welts on your face.
See, it's going to spill over into your daily life, eventually. All those pebbles.
Yeah, I was working today, and all I could fucking think about is I have to go home and watch Ghost after this.
Yeah, most people go home and they're like, yeah, I'm just gonna put my feet up, eat some nice hot dinner, you know, watch Game of Thrones or whatever, eat a hot meal. You get to go home and watch Ghost.
I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
For doing this podcast in general, but also because I have to watch Ghost for it, and I hate Ghost.
But we're so close, Jeff.
Like, I absolutely hate it. I didn't enjoy any of it.
We're so close.
This isn't like... We're not getting pulled out of the jungles in fucking Vietnam or anything. We're just watching a terrible show, but it feels like it.
It feels like, yeah.
I'm waiting for the helicopters to come in.
Just drop the Agent Orange and let's be done with it.
I'm waiting for Nixon to pull us out, man.
He's taking his time. You gotta wait until it's certainly a failure.
America won that war.
Okay.
That's what my history books say.
So Adele, let's get back onto Ghost. Adele,
if we must.
They're trying to give Adele, I feel like they're trying to give Adele depth at the like 11th hour and 59th minute.
Oh, there's a little bit of conversation that happened on our Twitter about that.
Yeah, he's like, right, why right now? At the very, very end of the show, are they saying Adele killed Tahir's dad, Adele had a mom who was friendly, here's some pictures of Adele's childhood, Adele is a conflicted soul, and this is, what, the last, like, two episodes that we're getting all this exposition
four.
Of Adele? Four. That
last
doesn't...
Four.
No, I mean the last two as in, like, this one and the one before it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this the previous two episodes. And it's like, not only does it not fucking matter, but it's way too little too late.
I don't know, man.
All I can say is, okay, so I know, I don't want to give it away, but I feel like they're setting up a fucking Adele redemption. In fact, it's incredibly obvious, actually, that they're setting up an Adele redemption, because Tahir won't shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah, this episode made me, like, I think I say this every time, it made me legit angry at certain points.
Like you were grinding your teeth a little bit?
I went from just thinking that, like, these characters are boring and I don't like them, to at certain points just outright fucking hating them and wanting bad things to happen to them.
Yeah, really? I hope this Takeru guy finds out that Adele killed his dad.
Now redeem him, asshole!
Take that, kid.
But the conversation on our Twitter was started by Mr. James 079, who said, it was really confusing watching the newest episode and seeing them get angry at Onari for suggesting they kick Adele's ass. Isn't that what they've been trying to do for the past 10 episodes?
No, but you see, Takeru is such a great guy, he'll forgive you for anything. And this is how we show that.
At Eggmath says, but don't you see? He loved his mom who died. That means he's an innocent guy, just a bit misunderstood.
And they throw this shit at us in the same two episodes, too. They try to make him sympathetic, and then at the same time have him laughing and giggling like a schoolgirl that he murdered this child's parents.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hang on, like maybe set up that he's terrible and evil first, and then try to bring him around later? But they're doing too much. They're shoving it all into the last, like, six... Now, we're like, four episodes out now? Three?
Three episodes now.
Oh, good fucking God. They're shoving it in.
The response to that from Mr. James 079 was, tell that to his father who he murdered in cold blood. Twice.
Yeah, Adele is still the dad-killing champion.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has killed as many fathers as him, besides maybe M. Bison.
M. Bison doesn't remember the ones he did, though, so I don't know if he counts.
That's part of, like, everybody's backstory in Street Fighter, is that M. Bison murdered one of their relatives.
it's a strong a motivation as any to bring them all together to fight Shadow.
I guess
room.
So.
I mean, you gotta get out there
that's
somehow.
The thing, I'm gonna go on a tangent.
Let's do it.
Street Fighter is technically supposed to be about fighting, they're all fighting against M. Bison and Shadow Liu, which was called Shadow Law. In the American dub of Street Fighter II, the anime, which is a far fucking cooler name.
Shadow Law. Shadow Liu sounds
Shadow
like
Law.
Shadow Liu sounds like the title of like an alternative groove song from the 70s.
It does.
Shadow, like a group or something.
But like fucking Shadow Law. That's awesome. Anyway, they're supposed to be trying to fight Shadow Liu. Except none of the actual main characters of the series have jack shit to do with that. Ryu and Ken and everybody surrounding them has nothing to do with that plot, ever.
How do Ryu and Ken have, like, I'm not familiar with Street Fighter lore.
The only thing that they've ever had in common is that in some of the supplementary materials, M. Bison wants to steal Ryu's body. That's and put his sick. Brain in it. That's it.
That's pretty sick. I know
Ryu doesn't fight against him. He has no, like, beef with him. He's not, like, a hero trying to save the day. He's just a fucking hobo who likes to fight.
He is the coolest. He's one of the coolest.
He's a karate man. That's his motivation.
That's literally his thing.
He has his own villain, Akuma.
Akuma is evil. He's a bad Ryu.
Why is M. Bison the villain? He's not the main character's enemy.
It's someone for Guile to fight, I guess.
Guile was not anywhere close to being a main character of the series until we started pushing him into the forefront in America and fucking everything.
Well, Guile's pretty cool.
Because he's America, man. I love Guile.
He's no fucking Fei Long, but he's cool.
Fei Long was my main in Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition.
I played Fei. I like, what was his name? Abel? Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, Abel in Street Fighter 4 cool. was actually mine, too. You 2 out of 2 here, buddy.
You know, Abel sounds
Street
a lot
Fighter
like...
Street Fighter 3, I played Alex.
Alex? Oh, Alex. He's the dude with the blonde hair.
Yeah, he's the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
He's actually in Street Fighter 5.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah, I've seen him. Yeah.
He's fucking DLC.
Yeah, that's a crime.
So, I didn't get the game.
So, in...
All the characters I wanted were DLC.
In summation, Kamen Rider Ghost 47 is too... It's trying to do too much too late. It's like, instead of too little too late, it's too much too late.
Well, it's trying to do too much too late, and also nothing fucking happens.
Well, Makoto switches places with his clone. That's interesting.
Who gives a shit?
You know what?
It would have been interesting.
If they did it right away.
25 episodes ago.
Yeah, if they had started this plot line way earlier... And that had happened way earlier in the plot line. That would have been interesting. But right now, it literally feels like they were just like, what can we do with this? Oh, that'd be cool. Okay, I need to do that. We'll resolve this in 3 episodes. Sure, why not? And someone will die or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We have to do something with the side characters.
Yeah.
I like how Alan's like, I'm sorry, Takeru, that my brother killed your dad. And all I could think the whole time was, dude, he killed your dad, too.
If you were to ask Alan... If you were to say that to Alan, Alan would be like, who? What? Dad?
You should be like, what's the worst thing Adele has ever done? And he'll say, oh, he killed Takeru's father.
That monster.
What about killing your father? That was pretty bad, too.
Ghost seems to be very choosy about its canon, about what's canon and what's not.
But she's in every episode.
Go fuck your own ass, okay? All the Drive crossovers are canon. Except for the movie, or at least the specific part of the movie where Leonardo da Vinci kills Takeru's dad.
That's not canon.
The legendary Rider souls, I think, are canon, or at least the girls from them are canon.
Well, Takeru recognized them, so they have to be canon.
They gotta be canon. So why the fuck...
Although neither of them is actually canon. They're a different girl. I'm just trying to keep stuff straight here, man. Trying to keep it straight.
Okay, you piece of shit. It's mind-boggling because I'm not putting it as a strike against the show because I don't give a shit really if the show conforms to the movies, but I think that's fucking hilarious that you make a movie that's all about irreparably damaging the timeline and making Leonardo da Vinci be the killer of Takeru's dad, and then make the final arc of the show about the murder of Takeru's dad. And I think to all the kids who watch the movie, that'd be super fucking confusing if they don't know what's what.
It was confusing to us. It makes no sense.
I mean, usually the movies aren't canon, but they accomplish that by just never mentioning them. This is the first one I've seen that, like, really goes directly against what's going on. Unless there's some sort of fucking DVD Presento 4-episode special where they change everything back, just like they did with Mach.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Remember when they did that with Mach?
Yeah, speaking of that...
What?
Why are we having the protagonist finds out who killed their father again.
Again.
Why did we have... Emotionless villain learns emotions and becomes hero again.
Because that fucking Drive was okay, and I don't know how to write a TV show, so I'm just going to try and steal a couple things from Drive. Just a couple.
I'm going to level with you, Liam, okay. And viewers, listeners, whatever.
Okay.
I hate Ghost. I hate it.
I knew. Somehow I knew you were going
to
say that.
I fucking hate the show. I tried wow, so Jeff. Long to give this show a chance.
I know, we both did.
I wanted to like it. From the very beginning, I wanted to like it. And it has done everything in its power to prove itself as one of the worst Kamen Rider, one of the worst tokusatsu,
one of the worst TV shows.
One of the
shows.
Worst television series.
I would put this down here with like a low-budget Mexican soap opera.
Be pretty fucking entertaining.
They can be funny. Mexican soap operas can be funny. I'd put this below a Mexican soap opera.
This is boring, which is the absolute worst thing you can do as a piece of media.
It's boring. The worst art you can make is boring art, and that's Ghost. Ghost is boring art. I hesitate to call it art, but yeah.
I feel like it's been an uphill battle the entire time. Like, I've been trying to run up the side of a mountain while the Ghost Riders pour oil down the side of the mountain. And I just couldn't make it. I fucking hate it. And we got an email last time asking if we thought Ghost was the worst Kamen Rider series. And I'm still not going to say 100% that it is, but it's fucking competitive for that title.
It's the worst I've seen. I can say that for sure. It's the worst I've seen.
It's the worst I've watched all of.
Yeah. Ghost is the worst TV show I've finished.
It's competitive.
Oh, boy.
Is that all we have to say about this shit show?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Alright, so why don't we move on to bigger and better things?
Let's move on to news. I have one single new this week.
You know, there's been quite a few weeks of this now, Liam.
Well, the world of Toku is sleeping, okay? It's not like X-Aid's getting revealed every week, okay? I don't control how much shit happens.
More of X-Aid gets revealed every week.
A little more X-Aid came out this week. They showed a trailer. And the trailer doesn't really reveal anything new, like plot details that we didn't know about, but you get to see a lot of cool stuff in motion. Did you catch that, Jeff?
Yeah, I did.
It looks pretty fucking cool. I'm like even level one, I can't say I like aesthetically. It's a pretty ugly suit.
No, it's pretty dumb. It's just a big mascot suit.
It's a big Kabutak. Remember Kabutak?
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah, it's a big Kabutak suit. I thought when they said, "Oh, the fucking Bugsters are cellular." I thought level one would be cellular, like you'd turn it on and you'd go cell-sized, and then when you go level two, you grow back to normal, but maybe not. I'm so confused about the logistics of this TV show
now.
Yeah,
we don't know shit about it, really. What I do know is that either this trailer was crafted by a master's hands, or I'm a little bit worried about the show's ability to balance its goofy-ass visuals and concept with its more serious doctor side.
It does seem to have a really serious side to it, like an artful tone.
If this was done by a master's hands, that was the perfect fucking bait and switch. The beginning seems so serious, and then this giant dumb mascot appears, and like happy music starts.
The guy, the actor that played, the actor that is playing X-Aid, said that it's unlike any other Rider series. I don't know if that's just PR talk or if he's actually saying that.
They all say that.
No, I mean,
I hope he's being serious. They do all say that.
They don't all say that. I remember the thing that they were saying with Gaim was that he was going to be the strongest Rider ever. That was their big selling point.
They always say it's going to be like all new, all different. Well, everybody always says that for everything.
This one seems pretty fucking all new, all different.
I agree. If you put X-Aid next to any other Rider, he's going to stick out like a sore fucking thumb.
I just kind of noticed this, that when you go to level 2, the face from level 1 goes onto your back. Like the big-ass giant face piece.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it looks like he has another hair piece sticking out of his back. That's really neat.
I didn't even see that.
And I love that all the characters seem like dickheads.
X-Aid. When I was watching the trailer and it showed them fighting each other, I was like, well, Liam's sold.
I'm sold. Like, from the first shot of Brave, who is the secondary Rider, and he's like this really like super serious, like he looks like a fucking dickhead. He's like the best, most perfect guy, and he probably hates X-Aid's guts. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be... I'm on board for this TV show. It looks pretty good.
If X-Aid actually created the Bugsters, he has good reason to hate X-Aid.
Yeah. He looks like a dick. Snipe looks like a dick. Genmu looks like a dick. They're all dicks, and they're all fighting each other.
Snipe looks like a arrogant dick as well, which is the best kind of dick.
If Brave becomes a good guy, or like a tentative good guy, that's fine. I won't be surprised. I just want a Rider show where they're not all happy friends all the time, like in Ghost. Or where they're not, like, where they don't all end as happy friends all the time. And it's not, like, really boring, shitty arcs.
Yeah. You know what would suck, though, is if Genmu becomes... Genom becomes a fucking good guy.
He's not gonna be good. He's, the guy's fucking evil incarnate. Just look at his costume.
You know who else was evil incarnate?
Don't say Necrom!
No.
Don't say...
Juo the World.
Juo the World was brainwashed.
So? Maybe Genom is brainwashed.
He better not be. He's Black Xay. You can't have that. You can't just have these two fighting side by side.
Maybe that's the all new, all different.
Dark Kabuto did not get redeemed, spoilers, because he was Dark Kabuto, and you can't have him fighting side by side with regular.
You can't just say spoilers after you've said something.
go back in time and unhear that shit.
Yeah, don't listen to what Liam said about a minute and 2 seconds ago.
The show is 10 years old. Look, it's.
Pull that shit.
He does not get redeemed.
Don't pull that shit.
You can see it a mile away when you first, when he's first introduced. This fucker is not going to get redeemed.
His name is Dark Kabuto.
His name is, yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
So Genmu, I'm sure, is going to be a dick. Snipe looks like an ass face. Doesn't show Racer in the trailer. So he's coming. He looks pretty cool. But yeah.
I'm excited for X-Aid, man. Everything about it is shaping up really well. We said the same thing about Ghost, though.
Yeah, I must be an idiot, because I'm not even cautiously optimistic about X8. I'm all in.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, no.
So yes, you are an idiot.
I am the dumbass. I'm fucking sold on this TV show.
I hope it's good, man. Liam and I have discussed at length what will happen to Rider Club Radio if X8 is bad.
It's over.
I think you can count on Rider Club Radio to make it to at least about episode 12 or 15. And if it's terrible up until that point, then you could wave bye-bye
Club Radio. No. If it's bad up to that point, I'm going to go ahead and say let's just watch a different show on this podcast and just call it.
We've discussed that as well. I just wanted to fucking... have some doom saying
some doom podcast. Saying. You're putting an ultimatum towards Toei. John Toei, your favorite podcast is going away if you fuck it up this time.
I just wanted a million tweets once this episode goes up with, oh my god, you guys are going away?
Didn't we joke about that 1,000 times with the drive? That when drive was over, we were going to stop and people thought it was real?
We made a joke about that every episode. People thought it was real.
Because we didn't shut up about it.
No, we did it too much.
Too much, a little too much.
We do everything a little too much on this show.
I may have gone too far in a few places.
X-Aid has some pretty, decent special effects for what it is, too. They're not going a little cartoony, which is always best when you have shitty special effects.
Yes, stylize it.
And what comes to mind is the little preview of the crossover movie with Ghost, where it shows him jump up in the air and grab the coin.
Yeah.
That looks fucking excellent.
And, the coins aren't meant to look 100% realistic. They're kind of pixelated.
No, they're little Mario coins.
Little video game coins. Yeah. So they... It's not that they blend in, but, they look the way they're supposed to look, which is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, they're supposed to stand out.
Yeah.
As opposed to all the special effects in other Rider series. Which look like special effects on a green screen.
If the show is good, I might actually buy a little Tattle Quest cartridge. I don't know. Thinking about it.
I want it.
Can't be that expensive.
I want all of them.
I want... Ooh, boy.
If it's really good, I might get the monstrosity of a belt.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a Gamer Driver, too.
Here's the thing. If you don't understand... The Gamer Driver is, the biggest, bulkiest fucking belt that's ever existed in Rider history.
It's like...
Because I had to draw that shit. I had to get 6 different reference pictures.
Oh, did somebody commission you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody commissioned me to draw D.Va from Overwatch as Kamen Rider X-Aid.
Mm. And it took you... Graham. Yeah. Oh, it was friend of the show, Graham.
I had to get 6.
Graham is a legend.
He's a legend?
Graham is a fucking legend, because we keep mentioning him as the friend of the show, Graham.
He's alleged.
He's allegedly a legend.
The gamer driver has so many fucking dips, and, like, it's not a big square like other belts. It just goes in and out and has, like, six handles on it.
It's a complex machine, Jeff. It's a very complicated next-level armor-generating machine. It's not gonna be simple.
It looks like the fucking prototype. Like, there's just bells and whistles and shit all over it that they'll get rid of it in the development phase.
No, the development phase at Bandai is adding the bells and whistles.
Ah, you're right.
How many handles and lights and noises and shit can we put on this thing?
X-Aid, has a lot of potential for, like, a bunch of different forms and, like, flashy special effects and all that stuff. I kind of hope they don't really go in that direction, but they will.
I hope the forms are interchangeable. I hope, like, you notice, remember how they have level 3, which is like a second game on top of their first game?
Yeah.
I hope we get at least one scene where they swap out their level 3s, and we get to see them each using each other's level 3s. I like form interchangeability like that.
Here's my problem with a lot of Rider series these days.
Okay, lay it on me.
You kids pull up a blankie and listen to Grandpa talk about it.
Old Uncle Jeff.
Around what time in Ghost did the fucking fire form, the dad soul form, show up?
I think it was 12.
12. And from, like, 15 onwards, you barely get any usage of the fucking 15 souls.
Yeah.
And that's happened pretty consistently with other Rider series. When they get their, like, quarter season upgrade, you barely fucking see any of the forms that they were trying to sell you toys for. They just show up once in a blue moon.
Well, that's modern Rider, right? It is, as much as we hate to admit it, it is very much about selling toys, and you have to show the new ones.
That's my problem, though, is it's very much about selling toys, but they stop advertising half the toy line at episode 12.
Because the fucking fiscal quarter is over, and we don't need to do it anymore.
Oh, horse shit.
They're already on the shelves, they've already been bought. The run where it matters is over.
Obviously they haven't been bought, or else, like, the sales figures would be better.
Okay, no, we don't know for X8 if it's gonna happen yet, but I don't know how Ghost... I actually don't have any sales figures on Ghost. I don't know how Ghost's toy sales have been.
I don't know.
I know Drive's...
They might have been spectacular.
I don't know. Drive was a continuing spiral. It was, like, it's been bad for the last few years, and Drive was the same. It was worse than the last year before it. So I'm going to go ahead and assume Ghost was worse than the year before it, but I have no numbers.
Well, that's... That might be part of the problem, is that they're trying to sell all these toys that are just sitting on shelves, because kids are like, what the fuck's that? That's from, like 2 months ago now. I don't remember that.
It's at the point now where all the Riders have too many forms, and to the point where, like, you can't really... Like, imagine if Ghost actually made full use of all 15 of his forms. Even then, like, you'd have to use multiples per episode to keep all of them relevant, and they don't want to do all those fucking effects. Right, it's also a budgetary problem with the special effects.
Well, the thing is, if you cut out the quarter series form, you'd have more space to showcase those forms.
You can't cut out the quarter series form, okay? It's a mainstay now.
But it's bad, is my point.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad mainstays.
If you adopt a child, right, and the child turns out to be shitty, you get rid of it. You don't keep the child around.
Well, I think you're making a slight false equivalence here, Jeff, but...
Yeah.
I see your
toys
point.
Toys are more important than children.
Yes. I would much rather have an icon than a child. Well. So, toys. There's too many, and they're spreading themselves too thin.
I mean, there's always the argument to be made that, like, Kuga had however many forms or whatever, but he really just had the four.
Here's the thing with Kuga, is you have action figures, right? It's not like Gidgets or Doodads. You have the action figures of the forms. There's the four, there's the eight if you really want to stretch it, and then there's the final one. But that adds up to, like, what, 9 or 10? Ghost.
Well, there's
has...
like this almost final one, and then the final one.
Yeah, and that's just like figures. Like I said, maybe I don't even fucking know if they sold a belt of Kuga.
They did sell a belt.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I've seen it. But with Ghost, you have the belt, you have the action figures. You have all the doodads and trinkets. You have all the extra doodads, all the extra trinkets. You have the self soul. You have the boost soul. You have
the
infinity soul.
You're flooding the market.
You're flooding the fucking market. Kids can't deal with
each and every one of these riders.
What child is going to have all this? They got to pick.
You're putting all this money into production, right? You have to have a figure for every form. You have to have an icon for every form. You have to have, like, six different figure lines.
Multiple figures for some forms, because some of them get, like, the high-quality sculpts and the mid-quality sculpts and the low-quality sculpts. And
all these forms, all these trinkets, all these figures, you're flooding the market, and you're right. What child is going to have the money to buy all of that shit?
I think the model they're banking on is every child is going to buy one or two that they want. Which leaves some selling...
Yeah, but then you have, like, a warehouse full of all the extra shit that you made.
Yeah, well, that's what happened with the fucking drive drivers and a lot of shift cars. Yeah, you end up with a bunch of crap. And
you know what
stores
they should have
the...
done?
What?
With the drive driver is... Did, like, a phonetic recording of... what's his face? The voice of Belt Sand.
Chris Pepler.
Yeah, Pepler. Did, like, a phonetic recording so that he, like, the woman that did Siri?
Yeah.
Just have the belt have, like, a search engine in it that you can talk to the belt and have him do searches for you.
Sure.
Have
sure.
it, like, beam to your phone.
Of course.
That wouldn't cost $9 billion to make or anything.
It would be immediately cheap, and Toei would obviously be able to afford it instantly.
It's a cool idea, fuck you.
I would
Here's
like to
fun
have...
fact.
What?
For people that like Star Trek.
Oh, fuck off. Shut your fucking ass.
They did a phonetic recording of the lady that plays Lwaxana Troi from Star Trek The Next Generation, who was also the voice of every computer in all of Star Trek.
Oh, is
they did
she?
Did a phonetic recording of her. She was, I can't remember her actual name, but she was Gene Roddenberry's wife.
Oh, shit.
And she played several characters throughout Star Trek. But she also did the recordings of all of the computer voices. And they did a phonetic recording of her so that they're going to make like a fucking Siri or
That's
Cortana
hysterical.
With her voice. Which is going to be the tightest fucking shit. You could be like, computer, search this. And the Star Trek computer will answer you.
It's going to be the tightest shit if you're a fucking nerd.
Anyway, Liam, continue talking about children's toy sale figures.
Look, this is business, Jeff, okay? People in Glass Tower is talking about this shit.
Yeah, okay.
Tycoons in Japanese business districts talk about
How
this.
How much
jungle.
Money have you made from the sale of Kamen Rider toys?
6 yen.
That's like 6 cents.
That's like, it's like, the way the Canadian dollar's been doing, it's like 6 trillion Canadian dollars.
Welcome to America's problem, bitch.
It's not my fault. Oh, we've been tanking. Anyways, toy sales. Yeah, it's you flood the market and you end up with a lot of extra shit. I imagine it confuses some kids too. Like a kid's okay, let's put ourselves in the mind of a little Hiroshi.
Done.
You a little too fast on there, a little too quick on the draw.
You I'm want... a man-child anyway, it doesn't take much.
Let's say you got relatively wealthy parents who will buy you shit. More than all one.
Alright, I'm completely out of this now.
you're a little Hiroshi and your dad's an accountant or something and your mom is a doctor and you come from a well-off family. You get a
ghost... Wait a minute, Liam.
What?
This story just got very unrealistic.
What?
A woman doctor?
Sorry, your dad is a doctor and an accountant at the same time. And he...
Your mom is a superhero.
Your
mom
is a
Wonder Woman.
Your mom is Wonder Woman.
Okay.
You want the Ghost Driver. So let's say you love Ghost. You want the Ghost Driver. You want Orbis. All right,
Soul. I'm completely out of this.
Yeah, shut the I'm making a metaphor. You want the Ghost Driver. You want Orbis Soul. You want maybe Boost and Infinity. You want... Oh, God, there was another one. There was an Icon Driver, wasn't there? You want
yes.
an Icon Driver. You maybe want one or two of the extra. Maybe you really like Robin Hood or something. You get a Robin Hood, you get a Nobunaga because you're a history kid. But who the fuck cares about, like, Beethoven? Who's gonna buy a Charles Darwin icon? It's... I don't know, like, who they're expecting. I guess... I don't know, man. Japanese toy markets are a different world.
I don't understand it. It's a whole lot of, like... bashing your head against a wall hoping that eventually you can make a hole to get some sunlight through.
Mm-hmm.
At best, eventually you'll make a hole, but you'll be dead.
Yeah, you'll be lying bloody in a hole.
Japan, please write us a letter explaining what's happening over there.
John, please reach out to us. I haven't heard from you in weeks, dude.
I don't understand Japan.
Fuck. You want to talk about Juoger?
Let's talk about Juoger.
Let's talk about Juoger. Away from this.
Liam, give us
business.
A little tiny recap about what happened on Juoger.
A group of pirates come looking for treasure, and trouble ensues.
The Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger.
This is one of the best fucking episodes of Juoger that ever aired.
Wait,
and I'm not just saying that because Gokaiger appeared.
Is it Kaizoku? It doesn't matter.
It's Kaizoku Sentai. It's Pirate Sentai Gokaiger. Yeah,
Pirate Sentai Gokaiger.
Yeah.
I agree. This was a fucking 10 out of 10 episode, man. Just on its own merits, even.
Usually it's the crossover episodes are like, okay, here's the crossover episode.
But it was weaved so perfectly. And here's the thing. Gokaiger is 10 out of fucking 10 on crossovers. They're perfect at them.
And they fit into the show is the most beautiful part. Is there's fucking aliens from space, and then Bungalay is like a whaler from space who comes from nowhere. So, like, these space pirates show up, and it's not like, oh, that's fucking weird. It's like, okay, it's space pirates. Makes sense. It fits perfectly.
And, like, I just always think back to Space Sheriff Gavon versus Pirate Sentai Gokaiger.
That's the most genius crossover ever.
It is. It's genius, and it's fucking seamless, to the point where, like, you watch it, and you're like, alright, they take place in the same continuity.
Yeah.
It doesn't ruin either continuity for them to take place in the same continuity.
Because it makes perfect fucking sense that a space cop would go after space pirates. It all falls into place.
It's absolutely perfect. And I mean, the Gokaigers are up against this, like, evil space empire. Of course, the space sheriffs are going to be against them, too.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense. And this makes perfect sense. Like, there's a grand treasure on Earth. Of course the Gokaigers are going to go after it. They're fucking treasure hunters.
And it's a treasure that's woven into the plot of Juoger, and it's part of the new upgrade, and it's part of the Link Cube. So it's like everything's all meshed together. Fucking perfectly, and it's not like the fucking Kikaider episode where everything grinds to a halt to have another episode about Gokaiger. They just keep going.
The story's still going.
Yeah, they just keep fucking going. We learn a little bit more about Bungalay. The mega beast he's looking for is Juo Whale. For some reason, he's a whaler.
Isn't that fucking great, though, that, like, we didn't know it, but this whole time Bungalay was leading to the crossover with Gokaiger?
Yeah, that was his fucking thing. It's so weird.
That's amazing.
That was his goal, is to get this whale that the Gokaigers were also getting. That's hysterical.
And you
want to
talk about, like, interweaving Gokaiger with everything else? The Tokugers are in this episode.
The Tokugers have a brief appearance in this episode. That was the weirdest scene.
Spoilers, by the way. If you don't want the ending to Tokuger spoiled, I'm not going to do that.
Wow. I mean, Tokuger wasn't a great show, but I mean,
If you watched this episode, I guess it was already kind of spoiled
for
you.
Yeah, it was totally spoiled. The Tokugers are all kids.
They're all kids playing pretend. They have the power of imagination.
And the silver guy comes and begs them. He's like, Tokugers, please give us your keys, dude.
Gokai Silver comes back. The only one that they could get to appear in person, I guess.
I think they're all going to come for the 2000th. It was just for the 1999th they didn't get
them.
Probably. Yeah.
Captain Marvelous is really great, though.
Captain Marvelous is great in this episode.
He's
very marvelous. I loved the scene where they're fighting and he's turning into all the different animals that all the team is. He
God, that
lion,
was fucking amazing.
And then finally I was like, the whole time I'm like, okay, it's gonna be Jetman, he's gonna turn into an eagle and they're gonna have a sky fight and it's gonna be fucking sick. And then it happened. It was predictable in the best way.
You thought it was gonna be Jetman?
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be Sun Vulcan.
Really? It could have been Live Man. There's a lot of red eagles.
Yeah.
But no,
I guess if it would have been Sun Vulcan, he couldn't have flown. He could have just jumped far.
He has a Taiyo jump,
which lets you jump from anywhere to anywhere. So it's pretty much flying.
You jump at the speed of plot.
You jump and appear in a completely different fucking scene.
But yeah,
which all tokusatsu heroes have as a power, really.
That's true. Everyone before like 2009 can do that. It's a power that was lost over time. The Juoger has surprisingly good flight special effects. Better than I'd... Not
better
amazing,
than you would expect.
Better than I'd fucking expect from this kind of show. So there was an amazing fucking scene where Captain Marvelous turns into Jetman, and he just flies away with the whale machine. And, of course, Yamato goes and chases after him, and they're flying through the sky, and it's fucking great.
They're all, like, angry that Captain Marvelous is taking their, like, animals and attacking them with it, and then he just turns into fucking Red Buster.
Yeah.
And they're like, a cheetah?
Yeah.
And probably my favorite moment in the entire episode is when Misao's like, 1, 2, 3, 4
Oh, yeah.
He can turn into 4? I can't compete with that.
So I only got 3.
That was his claim to fame. He could turn into 3 and nobody else could.
Yeah, he's been ousted.
And I got a lot of great suit acting out of Gokai Green.
Yeah, he's good.
Don, who is my favorite Gokaiger.
The whole fight scene where all the non-reds duke it out was also fucking great. Everybody has a little, like, do-si-do with each other, and there's a lot of changing of Gokai forms. They do all the post-Gokaiger forms, too, that you haven't seen. They got Tokuger and Ninja and all that there. Kyoryuger.
Yeah, man, that was such a fucking fun scene.
It was a bloody great fight scene. I loved it.
It was great to see the Gokaigers again.
And I love Jewel Whale. I love the design of Jewel Whale. I didn't think I was going to say that.
You know, I agree. I didn't think I was going to say it either. It looks way better from the side.
Yeah, like, the shirt is like a robe that hangs down a little behind you. I love that. I was not expecting that. I fucking love that.
I mean, like, the whale mouth on the head, forehead and stuff. It looks way better from the side.
Yeah, it does.
It looks a little goofy from straight ahead. But
a little bit.
So does a bald eagle.
Yeah, bald eagles look very confused when you look straight on at them.
Fun fact. Ryder Club Radio fun fact.
Well, here we go. Roll it out.
That was it.
Oh. Oh, I
eagles
gonna...
look silly from straight ahead.
I thought you were going to give us a fun fact about eagles.
I did.
Did you know that bald eagles aren't actually bald?
Did you know that bald eagles wear toupees?
Yeah. Oh.
I ruined your fact.
You've ruined my fact. You dipped and you ruined it.
Anyway, I love this episode, man. 10 out of 10. Like, 11 out of 10.
There's only so many ways.
This might be my favorite episode.
There's only so many ways I can say, yeah, I liked it.
This might be my favorite episode so far.
Yeah.
I think the 2000th is going to blow it out of the water, though.
I hope so. I hope it does. The only complaint I can really have about it is that the G-Orgers themselves don't get much time to shine. But fuck it,
they
man.
Do their Beast Unleashed, and they fucked up the Gokaigers.
No, I mean, like, their characters. Like, you don't get to see much of them being themselves. But
A little bit. Like, when they watch the whale flashback and stuff, and they're reacting to it, and they're talking around afterwards and
everything.
That's
true. There was enough. And there wasn't much time for it in the first place. I can forgive it. It's a minor gripe on an otherwise fantastic episode.
Here's a fun fact for you.
Okay.
About Gokaiger, Captain Marvelous actually decided to become a space pirate because the ship he was on caught fire. It was like under attack or something, and Space Sheriff Gavon rescued him from the ship.
Is that from the movie?
Yeah. So, like, Gavon, like, rescues him or whatever, like, and tells him to be a man and take his destiny into his own hands because he's up on this rafter. Mm. And he's like, jump down to me, be a man. And little Captain Marvelous jumps down to him, and he gains his courage then, and he decides he's gonna fight back against the evil empire and become an outlaw against
them.
So every time you see Captain Marvelous, you can think that's because of Space Sheriff Gavon.
He made him. Yeah,
Gavon makes all the great heroes.
I cannot wait for episode 2000.
I can't believe it's been 2000 episodes of Juojo already.
Yeah, this show's been going on forever. Jesus. I found out a couple things. I got educated. First of all, in Juojo, I did not know that the box thing was like a thing you play, and if you get enough right, then you can send in your proof for a fucking toy or something?
I didn't know that. I also didn't know that you could play on your fucking remote control at home.
Yeah, this is a different world in Japan.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're light years ahead of us.
Reminds me of... I'm fucking tangent master. Reminds me of this Japanese game that they had that you plugged into your TV, and it was a telephone, and it was like this Mario adventure thing. On Yoshi's Island, and Mario and Luigi, it was fully animated.
Yeah.
Some of the best animation ever are Mario characters.
Okay.
And they would get into a little pickle, and Mario or Luigi would pick up a phone on the screen and call you, and you'd pick up your phone, and you would he would ask some questions, and you'd press a button to give him a response. And then the game would continue in whatever direction you responded to him with.
That sounds hysterical.
I want to play it so bad. If you watch it, if you look it up on YouTube, there's like this horrible, horrible, obnoxious, loud sound every time he uses the phone. I like to imagine that actually happens in the video.
That'd be nice. What else did I look? I looked up, seeing how Sentai is coming up on 2000 next week. I looked up where it stands in the pantheon of shows with most episodes. It turns out not that high. The number one TV show with the most episodes worldwide of all time is a soap opera called Guiding Light. It has, how many?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Oh, yeah, you knew. It's fucking over 18,000 episodes.
It's been going on since the fucking 50s.
They must do the fucking Sentai thing where they reboot it every year to keep it going for that long.
You can't keep the same actors. They're dead.
No, but I imagine... Yeah, but I imagine, like, the characters are dying and being replaced by fucking whoever.
Yeah, I imagine. Fucking I don't really know anything about it. My fucking Nana liked it when she was alive.
I'm sure everyone's grandmother watched Dying Light.
Light, huh? Is that a fucking joke about my dead-ass Nana?
No, that was a legitimate slip-up. I meant to say Guiding Light. And then when you become a grandma, besmirching, you start watching...
You're besmirching my amazing, perfect, dead Nana.
Well, I didn't know the lady.
You are not fit to kiss the ground that she's buried under.
I made a gaffe. Do you like Guiding Light, Jeff?
You're missing all these, like, horrible jokes I'm making about my dead grandma.
I know. I don't know where to go with them. What the fuck? You're putting this ball in front of me, and you're like, yeah, run away with it.
If you pick up the ball, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm not picking up that ball. It's sitting on the ground.
I've never watched Guiding Light. I think my grandma liked General Hospital.
Oh.
She liked Matlock.
When I was a kid, I had a babysitter who was big into all that Young and the Restless shit.
Oh, that was the one she watched.
Young and the Restless?
Yeah, she watched all of them, but that was her favorite, I think.
Yeah.
Her favorite was actually... Fuck, what was the name of that show? The one with the old lady who solved crimes.
Oh, fuck.
I can remember Angela Lansbury is the old lady's fucking real name.
Old Lady Angela Lansbury's Murder She Wrote? Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, she watched Murder She Wrote.
Shit.
How many episodes of that has been one?
At least 2,000. I wonder when the Gokaijers are going to appear on that show.
What was the second highest?
I didn't see. It was another soap opera. Sentai was really pretty low.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. That's a shame.
Yeah. That's.
I would have figured it would be like fucking Monday Night Raw or something.
I don't know if that counts. It's like... I don't know.
It's a television program.
That's real sports that happens real, though, so...
scripted television program.
No, it's real sports. Didn't you see when John Cena hit the guy?
Didn't you see when fucking Bret Hart died? That was real.
Remember when, Vince McMahon got into the limo and it blew up, but then he was okay?
That was real.
That was real.
That really happened. That was on the news.
It was on the WWE news. Do you have any emails, Jeff?
Yeah.
Let's read them.
We got a Twitter message from friend of the show, Graham.
That guy again. He keeps popping up.
He's a legend.
Allegedly a legend.
He says, what if Igor becomes the final boss in Ghost somehow?
I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I don't care if it's him or anyone else. I already responded to this on Twitter, but it literally wouldn't matter if Dr. Robotnik became the villain of the series at the end. Redeem it. Nothing matters. If Skeletor became the villain, maybe it would redeem it.
That would redeem it a little if Skeletor came. But, no.
Can you imagine that, though? Like, if, like, fucking Adele gets, like, knocked out at the end and Ghost's like, Nani? And he's like, hello there, Ghost!
Adele was being controlled all along. He couldn't conquer.
He-Man.
Skeletor couldn't conquer the what's the world that He-Man and his friends
Eternia.
Were? Eternia. He couldn't conquer Eternia, so he went for the Ganma world instead.
He pops in like Skeletor in this motherfucker.
Meh.
Meh.
Fuck. I'd go for that. Totally. Anything.
I don't think anything happening at the end of the show would redeem it, unless it just turned out to be like some terrible fever dream. A good show happened in the last episode.
If they go full, like, he's going to the final fight, and then the last scene is just Takara waking up and being like, damn, that was a weird dream, I was like a Kamen Rider or something, then he just goes to work, and then the credits start rolling.
That wouldn't redeem it. It wouldn't redeem it.
If it was a dream inside of a child's head looking at a snow globe at the end, that would redeem it.
You know what they should do is just do like the ending of Dallas, where the guy wakes up in bed with his wife, who had died like way earlier, and is like, wow, that was a weird dream I just had.
That's Takeru's wife. Takeru's 18-year-old wife.
Have Takeru fucking go to sleep or whatever. He's walking towards the final enemy, and then just play the scene from Dallas with a Japanese dub over.
Same actors and everything?
Same everything. Just play the exact same footage.
Honey, I had the most fucked up Japanese dream.
Just play it dubbed over in Japanese with Takeru's voice actor and Akari's voice actress. Just have him be like, I had this crazy dream. I was a Kamen Rider.
What the fuck is that, honey? You got work at 7 tomorrow.
And she's like, God damn it, Takeru, we're still getting a divorce.
And you're taking the kids.
And then he just rolls over sad, and that's the end. I would like that to happen just so all the people that like Ghost can get fucked over. For having a shitty opinion.
Yeah, all three of them.
The numbers dwindled, for sure.
Yeah.
Our next, not even a question, is from Zolgheim.
Okay.
Who says, hey guys, just wanted to share a quick anecdote that happened to me tonight. Late at night, on the bus back from college, I was idly playing some Tetris on my smartphone while listening to music. Sometimes I put a few episodes of anime or toku on to watch when I'm bored, but the anime ran out earlier today, and I only had 2 episodes of Legend of the Galactic Hero Alan or whatever left.
Oh, fuck.
So I decided I didn't want to bother with 24 more minutes of, you just need to listen to your Kokoro. So I was on Tetris instead. Then the bus stopped at a red light, and out of nowhere, some dude jumped outside the bus with his arm in the window and almost grabbed my phone. He didn't really have much of a chance. The angle was awkward. I was firmly grasping it with both hands like a handheld, since I was playing the game on an emulator, and my arms quickly flinched back in reflex. But then I wondered during the rest of the trip, maybe, just maybe, if I was actually watching something instead and holding the phone with just one hand in a less interested pose, he could have gotten it. Basically, my point is, Ghost is so shit, my phone would have been stolen if I watched it.
Here's the trick, though. You would have won in the end, because he would have had a phone full of Kamen Rider Ghost episodes.
He would have just given it right back. As soon as he saw Ghost on it, he would have been like, never mind.
What you got on here, bud? What's Ghost? Yeah, just whatever. I'll just put this down. Yeah, I'll just put it in.
You would have gotten to the next bus stop, and then your phone would have flung back through the window.
Look, I'm really sorry, dude. I don't want any trouble. I don't want to watch any Ghost episodes. Just take it back.
I thought that was a funny enough story that I shared it. So thanks for writing it, Zolgheim. Our next question is from Fuckface McGee.
Jeff, I didn't know you were writing in.
You know, I was going to make the same exact joke about you.
It was a race. I had to catch it before I finished.
Yeah. Liam treats everything like a race, including sex.
How does Jeff know? Who knows?
Oh. Oh, God.
I told her not to tell nobody.
Who's her?
No. Just read the email. What's the email? What does Fuckface want to say?
Fuckface McGee says, hey Jeff and Liam, I have 2 questions this week. 1, what driver do you want to see a CSM release for that hasn't already been announced?
Ooh, that's tough. That hasn't already been announced.
I don't know what's been announced and what hasn't.
Well, okay. Fize's got one, Ryuki's got one, Kabuto's got one. There's a few others. I know Gaim doesn't have one. I'd like a CSM Sengoku driver, or better yet, a fucking Genesis driver. That shit was cool. I would love to see, like, a full, like, real belt that an adult can wear with all the doodads and shit. That's gonna be my pick. Sengoku driver. I like that.
I would like to have a double driver that fits around my American waist.
I think there is a CSM.
But I already have a double driver, so...
I think there is a CSM double driver, I think.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, just which CSM would you want, whether it exists or not? Because I don't know off the top of my head which ones are out and which ones aren't.
I don't know, man. I think I still want the fucking Gatak one.
Oh, that one's so cool.
I want it so fucking bad.
Would you kill a man for it?
Yeah, I'd kill you.
Wow. Holy shit, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
As far as you know.
Okay, man. Okay. I'll just live in that comfort.
I would kill Liam.
Did you say something to the viewers? You were whispering away from me and towards the viewers. I didn't hear.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Okay, alright.
If you want to get me and Liam Christmas presents, get us the fucking Kabuto and Gatak CSM belts.
We don't have a P.O. box, though, so we're going to have to arrange a meeting place in the back alley behind the old Bandai warehouse.
If you actually fucking buy that for me, I'll give you my address. You could come to my goddamn house. I don't care.
We'll have a couple beers. We'll watch Ghosts together.
Ugh. That'll keep him away. Good idea.
Yeah, clever.
Second question. What gimmick would you introduce to Rider 1 or 2 if it was first introduced in Heisei?
Oh my god.
Like, if the Riders were first introduced in, like, the Heisei period?
I would give Rider 1 a second form where he turns into an ugly, bulky abomination.
Where he turns into a fucking Ultramarine from Warhammer 40k.
Yeah, it's a good thing they never did that. That would have been horrible.
Yeah.
No, real talk.
I said that so depressed. Yeah. Like, I didn't mean that to sound so fucking depressed, but my real emotions came out.
Jeff let the facade drop for just a second. He was like, oh, fuck. Okay, so what's their thing? Let's break this down. Rider 1 and Rider 2 don't really have a thing.
Their thing is being Kamen Rider.
Or they got a fucking car, fucking motorcycle, called the Cyclone.
Yeah, neither of them have a car.
Well, yeah, that's true. You give them a car. I would.
They
already
did
what?
That.
You
Rider
know what?
3.
You know what I would do? What's the two of them? This is gonna be fucked up. I would make them fuse.
And a Rider 1 half?
Rider 1.5.
Rider 3?
They would be... No, not Rider 3.
Because it's 1 plus 2?
Fuck
get
off.
It?
They would fuse and they'd be stronger than either of them could ever be alone. That would be my gimmick. That would be like a double
the
thing...
Patara earrings?
Shut the fuck. Like a double thing, but they can split up and be their own separate Riders too. And they split together. And that's like their quarter season upgrade or something. They turn together.
I wouldn't do any of that, because fucking that's terrible. I don't want to change the Rider 1 and 2 like that.
Look, you're in the Bandai Toei boardroom, and they're looking at you, and they're like, Jeff, you gotta give us a gimmick or you're fired right now.
Well, then I pull out a fucking samurai sword and commit seppuku right in front of everybody.
Wow. Holy shit. That's
hardcore.
I just
don't think that they need to have a fucking new gimmick on them. Like... I thought it was stupid as fuck to give Rider 1 another form.
I guess.
And it was.
And it was, you're right.
I mean, if Rider 1 and 2 were completely new characters that were introduced during the Heisei period, I guess V3 is the original Rider now.
don't think too hard about it.
I guess I would probably have one of them... I'd probably have Rider 1 be like an... offense-oriented Rider, and Rider 2 be a defense-oriented Rider, and have, like, abilities based on that. Like, Rider 2 can, like, I don't know, like, make shields out of his fucking, like, movements.
Curl up into a shell.
Yeah, he can like, curl into a ball like fucking Knuckles.
It's Knuckles you go to, not Sonic.
No,
like that.
He wears red boots and gloves.
That's true, yeah.
And I don't know. This is a terrible idea, I'm sorry. I got nothing.
It's hard to do, because like I said, they don't have a thing. They don't have a thing. They're bugs.
The only thing they have is Rider 1 is more prone to kicks, and Rider 2 is more prone to punches.
You give them big Hulk hands and Hulk legs.
That's never looked terrible.
No, never. Ever. Always works.
I like it on Zach. I like
yeah, Zach looked good.
I like him with his Knuckle. Big fucking Hulk hands.
Kyle Rider Knuckle, yeah. He was cool.
Love your podcast, and I can't wait for Liam's awful game puns during X-Aid. I guess he was watching our stream the other night.
Oh.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Liam and I streamed Monster Hunter Freedom Unite.
We played some co-op. We hunted some Draculas. It was pretty fun.
We hunted the fucking Bagul.
The fucking Baba Ganoush. We couldn't find it.
It was a good time. We'll probably do that again sometime.
Yeah, I like that game.
If you would like to watch us stream or know what we're talking about or see conversations from Rider fans like you, you can do that at Rider Club Radio on Twitter.
Or you can send us an email at RiderClubRadio@gmail.com. No caps, no spaces, no numbers.
Yeah, send us emails. We don't get a whole lot of fucking emails anymore. I guess it's because nobody cares what we have to say, but pretend.
Once X8 starts, I bet we'll get more.
Maybe. I guess people are like, well, how can I bait them into talking shit about Ghost? I guess I don't really need to.
Yeah, who? You don't have to. The deed's done.
That's why nobody sends in emails. They're like, we don't have to bait them into talking shit anymore. They just do it.
It's automated now. It's the newest feature.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week with, hopefully, Ghosts, just all the fucking negatives burn off the face of the earth, and they just start X-Aid.
Hopefully Ghosts is consistently great, as it always has been.
God, I hate you, Liam.
Good night.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.